The Associated Press reports today that U.S. President Barack Obama referred to his $3.6 trillion budget as an economic blueprint for the future. It would be more accurate to describe it as a political roadmap to bankruptcy. The president appears to be the victim of his own sincerity. His budget is based on discredited Keynesian economics that demands increased government spending in an economic crisis. In contrast, the Austrian School of Economics identifies massive government spending and Federal Reserve money supply manipulation as the causes of economic crises in the first place. The remaining popularity of Keynesianism is due to it excusing what political leaders want to do anyway, spend other people's money. Barack Obama apparently believes his own ruling class hype and is attempting to apply it as if it were sound economics. This may mean the United States faces the prospect of bankruptcy and a sudden decline in government power, not an orderly reduction in government power that market liberals like Ron Paul advocate. The challenge ahead for the American people is not likely to be a choice of government policies, but a collection of personal choices in our own lives and how these collectively cope with a predatory ruling class disconnected from economic reality. In such an environment, building awareness of the complete illegitimacy of all government power is imperative. This is Brad Spangler of the Center for a Stateless Society. Visit us on the web at www.c4ss.org.